Hello, Jane. This is Peter. I want to inform you about some feedback we got from our product testers about our washing machines. Do you have a minute?
Sure, Peter. I was waiting to hear about this. What's going on?
The testers said they found several problems related to operability. They said that the door was difficult to open and that the control panel was too confusing.
That's not good.
We had better share these findings with the design team and the manufacturing team, and we should ask them to come up with a new prototype unit. To begin the process, I'd like to advise the development team to look at some other manufacturers' products and get some ideas.
Thank you for your suggestion. I'd like to look over the feedback a little more, so could you share the materials with me?
Hi, Pam. Could I talk to you for a moment about the upcoming web seminar?
Sure. What is it?
I heard that you were thinking of holding it in the big conference room on the fifth floor.
Yes, it's available that day, and it has the equipment we need.
That's fine, but I was thinking that it may be better to hold it in a smaller room, like the one on the third floor. There will only be a few other people present for the recording, so the room doesn't need to be so big, and the smaller room would probably have better sound.
The third floor meeting room is going to be in use by another group during that time. But the one on the second floor is probably open.
Oh, good. And that room was just repainted, so it would look better on the video.
Okay, I'll see if it's available.
What's the matter, Jill?
I've been trying to think of a new slogan for our summer promotional campaign, but I can't come up with anything.
Yeah, it's difficult sometimes. If I were you, I would talk to Reiko in the marketing department. She's great at writing catchy slogans.
I didn't think of that. But hold on a moment. She and her team are at a conference in Shanghai this week. I don't think they will be back until Monday.
Oh, that's right. Why don't you let me email her about it? I have something else to ask one of her teammates this afternoon. I'm sure she wouldn't mind.
Thanks, but that's okay. I'm sure she's busy with the conference, and I wouldn't want to bother her. I'm having lunch with Michael today, so I'll see if he has any ideas. Hi, Derek. Would you happen to be available anytime next week? I'd like to set up a meeting with you and your assistant about the upcoming renovations that your firm will be doing to our Paris store.
Sure, Katie. How is your schedule for next week?
I will be out of town all day Tuesday and Wednesday morning, but the rest of the week is open. Shall we make it Wednesday at 2?
I'm really sorry, but my Wednesday afternoon is booked. If earlier is better for you, then how about Monday?
Sure. That will work. What time is good for you?
Should we say 1:30?
That's fine. I'll come to your office at 1:30 on Monday then.
Thank you. We'll be waiting for you. D&D Interiors, how may I help you?
Hello, this is Katie Wright from Richter Apparel. Could you transfer me to Derek Red's office, please?
I'm sorry, he's out of the office today. Would you like to leave him a message?
The reason I'm calling is I need to change the time of our appointment on Monday. We had scheduled for 1:30, but due to a change in my plans, I will be unavailable then. If it's okay with him, 4:30 would be preferable.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that for me, please?
It's okay. Would you please just tell him I would like to change our appointment time, and then I'll send him an email with the information. Hi, Ken. This is Jess. I'm still talking with a customer at the Market Street store. I'm not going to make it back to the office in time for the meeting. Could you go ahead and start without me?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I wanted to discuss the fall and winter merchandise orders with you. Could you take part in it if we started a little later?
Sure. I think I'll be done here in about half an hour.
All right. Then we'll change the start time from 2 to 3.
And we'll have to change the room, too.
Meeting room A is reserved from 2:30, so let's have it in room B. I'll text everyone and let them know about the change. I don't think it will be a problem.
Thanks. So sorry about this. Rich's Printers, how may I help you?
Hello, this is Paul Rogers from Spice One Restaurant. Could I speak with someone in your customer service department, please?
Sure, Mr. Rogers. Could you tell me why you're calling?
Yes. I'm sorry to say that we're not satisfied with your service in regard to our recent printing order. There seem to be a few errors on the menus you printed for us last week. The phone number listed on the back is wrong, and two of the words in the food descriptions appear to be misspelled. If we don't get these fixed by Monday, we'll have to postpone our grand opening.
Let me see what I can do for you, Mr. Rogers. Please hold on just a moment. Hello, this is Frida Green. I'm calling with regard to the invoice we sent you on October 15th.
Oh, hi, Frida. Is there a problem?
Well, sort of. Our accounting division has brought it to our attention that the entire amount of the invoice has not yet been paid.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Could you give me more details?
We billed you for three services: hard drive replacement, memory upgrade, and installation of a new operating system. According to our records, we received payment of $150, which covers the hard drive replacement, which was $100, and the memory upgrade, which cost $50. But the $45 for installing the new operating system is still outstanding.
I see. I'll check into this immediately.
Thanks. I would appreciate it if you could get back to me as soon as possible and let me know when the rest of the payment will be made.
Hi, Louise. Do you have a moment?
Sure. Is there any problem?
I just heard from our Chicago client's office. They said they have been a little unhappy with your work lately. There were several mistakes on your last invoice, and it took you a long time to respond after they told you about them.
I'm really sorry about that. I didn't notice their message until I got back from my trip to Los Angeles. I was really busy every day of that trip, from morning to evening.
I want you to make sure to check your email every morning, even when you're away. You have the password to access your account from your laptop.
Okay, I'll try harder.
If you have trouble using the system, talk to Sandra. She's the one who designed it, and she knows all about it.